just before the conclusion of Sheni of Nasa, we have the pasuk in Ben Shloshim Shana B'Malah V'Ad Ben Chamishim Shana Kol Haba La'Avod Avodas Avoda V'Avodas Masa Be'Omoed Avodas Masa is clear to us in terms of what they have to carry respectively. Merari, as I say, the heavy lifting, you know, the B'nai Gershon, the Begadim Kli Ereg, and Gershon Aikas, rather, ki avodas hakodesh alehem b'katev yisa. What's the avodas avoda? Rashi quotes, he ashir b'mitzol time v'chinorish yavoda l'avoda d'acharis. It's based on the Gemara Narach and Daf Yud Aleph. Maimer in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, minayin b'ikar shira slaviyim min haTorah. There are many drashos there. Ezo hi avoda shetzricha avoda, right? Pasuk says avoda savoda, hevi omer zo shira, right? So the Torah Tzmima points out, yeah, because, you know, to have the shira, you need avoda acheres, right? Eino ne'amar lo yayin shel niske korban. And so, in a certain sense, right, for shira to be effectuated, you actually need the avoda acheres. But this might be true even in a broader sense, right? Not just for avoda salivim, in terms of shira, the avoda savoda, but for shira in general to take place, you might actually need the beis hamikdash, the korbanos. And that is, in fact, reflected in the Gemara Masechta Gittin, Dav Zayin, Zimra, Minalan, Da'aser. How do we know that Zemer is problematic? And there are two different examples which are cited there, which is the Gemara's Mechalik already between Zemer B'Pav and Zemer B'Chli. And the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Ta'anios in Perikei, amongst the Takanos, which are a reflection of Churban Beis HaMikdash, that Kli Zemer is problematic, and Shira B'Pav Layayin is also problematic. Al Hayayin, you could have said, and again, the Mashmaos and the Gemara could go one of either ways, depending on which drash in the Gemara you look at. Look there, the Gemara quotes the different psukim. One of them could be an issue of Yayin and a little bit of Holulus and things that come from that, Schok and Holulus inappropriately, which can lead to other things. And sometimes Yayin can be a reflection of a different problem. The Yayin can be a reflection of the fact that it takes us back to the Beis HaMikdash, and just like we don't have Shchut Echutz, we don't have, if we don't have Korbanos anymore, Ezu Yavoda Shetzricha Avoda Acheres, so Shira B'Peh, Al Hayayin is going to be uniquely problematic. But the seam of that halacha in the Rambam is, I think, particularly fascinating. It says, Kvar Nagu Kol Yisrael, that the entire Jewish people are noeg to sing Shiros V'Tishbachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just read the language inside. Kvar Nagu Kol Yisrael Omar Devei Tushbachos, so Shir Shoda Osla'el, V'chayotze bahen al hayayin. So it's true, the gzeira shel lanagin v'chlishir stands. Again, there's a massive discussion here in the halacha. The Minhag Yerushalayim is certainly that way. Rav Moshe Feinstein wasn't so quick to dispense of that. But in terms of, you know, shira b'peh al hayayin, as long as it's divrei tishbachos or shira shel odaos, that the Rambam seems to sanction based on a minhag kol Yisrael. So really fascinating idea. And on the one hand, you know, in terms of Klei Zemer, that really is going to be restricted, right, in terms of the base of Mikdash. Gazul shalom nagin Klei Shir, v'chol minei zemer, v'chol mashmiya kol shir shir asu lismoch ben, v'asu l'shaman mipnei achor ben. That really does require ezohi avoda shetzricha avoda acheres. There we'll hold the line. But in terms of the shira b'peh, afilo al hayayin, there will be mechalik. So it's kind of like recognizing that the zecher l'churban is achieved through Klaisemer, through the use of Kalim. But, you know, Me'idach, there's a sense of how, critical this can be. How vital and, you know, important to preserve some aspect of Shira LaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, B'makom Rina Sham Tehei Tzvila. And as long as it's directed in the proper spiritual, kivun, the Pesach Halacha of the Rambam here, based on Minhag Kol Yisrael, Lomar Divrei Tishbachos, or Shosho Ados, V'chayotze Bahen Al Hayayin, seems to be, you know, an adequate compromise position. Yes, Eichel L'Chorban, there are some things that we just can't allow, Klei Zemer, but Shira B'Peh Al Hayayin, because it's, you know, meant to enhance our Avodas Hashem, so that's going to be something that's acceptable. And that's really very much, I think, the spirit of Avod, Avodas Avodah, Avodas Masah, the Ol Moed. In the absence of the Ol Moed, part of this has to be lost. We have to recognize that. But the catalytic nature, the Avodas Avoda, the fact that Shira B'Peh is so powerful in terms of inspiring Avodas Hashem, particularly for many individuals for whom, you know, music constitutes a very significant part, you know, of their Avodas Hashem, Just like, you know, the Shira and the Mikdash was really meant to elevate the Korbanos, was meant to add an additional nofach, right? The Psak Halach of the Rambam, the compromise position of the Rambam, seems to be very well calibrated to capture precisely this sense. So on the one hand, we recognize, you know, we can't replace the Beis HaMikdash, the absence of the Beis HaMikdash is problematic for us, you know, in this regard, in terms of Klei Zemer, but in terms of Shira B'Peh, and even Shira B'Peh Al-Yayin, you know, we have to take stock of the fact that the absence of that, you know, we're not going to allow it in general, but for purposes of Shiros V'Tushbachos L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, has the capacity to diminish Avodas Hashem in general. And that is exactly what the Pasuk means when it says Avodas Avodah. On the one hand, Shira really does require the Korbanos, but on the other hand, you know, Avodas Hashem really is in need of Shira for so many people, and that seems to be, you know, the basis of the Psak Halacha and the Rambam, the integration between Shira, you know, as catalytic for one's, you know, Avodas Hashem. The Gemara Megillah comes to mind about the importance of learning with the Shira. The Hakdama of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Choshen Mishpat, he makes this point as well. Atakistu lachem es Hashira zos, right, the Torah is compared to Shira, specifically because, you know, the different voices, you know, resonate and make a harmonious melody, right? So we understand the role of Shira, both in terms of conceptualizing, you know, Avodas Hashem, but also in terms of catalyzing Avodas Hashem. So we have a nuanced position, the Psak Halach of the Rambam, regarding the status of Shira today, Klei Zemer, that's part of Zecher L'Chorban, but Shira B'Peh Al-Yayin is going to be permissible. It's Avodas Avoda, it's Avoda Shetzricha Avoda Acheres, but it's also Avoda which is catalytic of Avoda Acheres.